I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. There is a buzz in the air that a nuclear deal with Iran is finally taking shape. Six nations, including the U.S., are negotiating with Iran in Geneva ahead of a deadline next month. A deal would seek to curb Iran's nuclear activities while possibly relieving Western economic sanctions that have crippled the Iranian economy. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been personally involved in the talks for the last few days. Barbara Slavin is a senior fellow at the Atlantic Council and author of a 2007 book about Iranian-U.S. relations. It's called Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies. Barbara, welcome back. How close are we to some deal here?
Hey, Marco. Nice to be back with you. I've been writing for the last couple of weeks that we are getting there, and I think the signs have been really evident. If you look at the speeches that are being given by Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, if you look at the comments by Hassan Rouhani, if you look at the extreme concern expressed by Bibi Netanyahu, the Prime Minister of Israel, all these point to the fact that an agreement really is quite close.
So what is the outline of the deal as far as you know it?
Well, I think they're getting very close now on the formula to limit Iran's uranium enrichment. This is really, really key. Iran will get to keep perhaps as many as half of its installed centrifuges. These are very rudimentary machines. They've got about 20,000, about 10,000 are currently operating, but they will be kept under very, very strict restrictions in terms of how much uranium they can produce and what the stockpile of low-enriched uranium can be. This is really important. Iran would need a certain amount in order to produce a nuclear weapon, and it will be kept at such a level that they could not possibly, even if they re-enrich the material, produce a nuclear weapon for some months, many months.
You mentioned Benjamin Netanyahu. I mean, one sign of progress in the talks is that Israel is really unhappy. That could have consequences, though. Will this deal need congressional approval?
No, it will not need congressional approval initially. There will be sanctions relief that will be provided by the United States, but that will come through executive action on part of the president. He will waive the sanctions that are of most concern to Iran, and these are sanctions that prevent other countries from investing in Iran and trading with Iran, primarily the Europeans and the Asians. The United States, I'm afraid, will be the last to the party.
So if a deal is inked, how long would it be effective for?
Well, that's the good news, at least a decade. The Iranians had been talking about 3 to 5 years at the beginning. The United States had always been talking about 20 years, and it looks like they're going to meet somewhere in the middle. But some provisions would remain in effect in perpetuity. Iran is a member of the Nuclear and Non-Proliferation Treaty, and it's agreed to something called the Additional Protocol, which gives a lot of power to international inspectors to go in and see what sort of program Iran has to make sure that it's not cheating. And these restrictions on building a nuclear weapon would remain in effect in perpetuity as long as Iran is a member of the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty. Now, there are some who still worry that Iran would at some point kick out inspectors and leave the treaty. But I think the key here is to have enough incentives for Iran to stay with this process that they would not want to risk more sanctions and international isolation again, possibly military action if they were to so-called break out from an agreement. It's, as I said, it's a really complicated agreement, lots of moving parts. We've only talked about uranium enrichment. They have other facilities which will be limited under a deal, including a facility that could potentially produce plutonium for a bomb. Lots of detail over sanctions relief, lots of detail over inspections. This is not going to be, you know, one or two pages. This is going to be a very, very long agreement.
Yeah, sure. But on a scale of 1 to 10, Barbara, how optimistic are you right now that a deal will be reached? And is that number the highest it's been so far in these talks for you?
Well, I've been 60-40 for a very, very long time. So I'm going to take a real leap and I'm going to say 70-30 now, because
wow,
I think we're going to get there.
Barbara Slavin, senior fellow at the Atlantic Council, speaking with us from her home in Washington. Much obliged. Thank you.
Sure. Anytime.